but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, the Big Sky Conference is a little bit in transition. Southern Utah University and Utah Tech will join as full members and compete in the Big Sky Conference in 2026. That's a long way in the future. But here to talk about his football program and whatever he's doing this summer, Bruce Barnum, never boring Bruce Barnum, joining us live via satellite. What are you doing this summer?
Camp Exceptional. You know, got some guys coming out to that. Ready to go.
Fired up.
Football, Tarleton, video, you know, kill the radio star, BYU. Got a new quarterback. I saw on media, so see if that's going to change them. Go through the schedule. Keep doing that, John, but we'll get away. Hopefully get a, you know, boat ramp, tailgate, and a Coney dog at some point, but... I told my staff to get out. They'll be taking off. My team's last lip day is tomorrow morning. Then they won't come back till 23 July. Give them a little break. Get their minds right, you know.
Is that good, or do you get a little nervous when they scatter? Because you got them, you know, you got them locked in right now, or do you like to give them the break?
I think, I don't know, we're back and forth on that, because they're not all here. I can't force them. I don't have money to keep them here, you know, for rent. So the guys that are here, it's not the entire team, but I'll tell you what, it's a dedicated crew. But some can't afford it, yada, yada. But I think you have to have some break, and this summer is different because we start so early. We start in July. Usually we give them... Right after finals, off, go home. 4th of July, off, go home. Right before camp starts, off, go home. But now it's all, we kept them, and then we're just sending them, you know, out for an extended break, I think, you know, from the 3rd to the 23rd. That's pretty good. That's pretty good, you know, kickback. But they'll stay. They'll maintain at least. They've done a heck of a job in the weight room and running. So, and then we have that thing in July. That's coming up, the Big Sky kickoff, you know, got a couple guys I'll take over there, one from each side of the ball, so, and then go, and after that, here's how it changes, after that Big Sky kickoff, we get back like the 21st, usually I go fishing for a week, you know, this year though, we start in 2 days, so I'm going to have to try to get in the boat. You know, before that. So, anyway, that's my summer. What about you?
Well, Camp Exceptional.
Well, not you. This is when you have to have, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I tell you.
Yeah.
This is when you have to have a call in. What are you doing this summer? You know, Fred, okay. Mary, Justina.
How about
whoever.
This one? How about this twist on it? What are you doing? This is going to go for you, the listener. What are you doing this summer that nobody else who calls in is going to be doing?
That's
how about that?
Yet.
503-417-7575. Tell me one thing you're doing this summer that nobody else who calls in is going to say they're doing. I would love for our listeners to call in and shock us. By the way, you mentioned Coney dogs. I heard something today. Do you know how many hot dogs Costco sold last year? Those dogs, those, you know, the cheap $1.50 hot dogs they sell.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do
yeah,
you know how many?
I used to walk by, John, and, you know, buy six. Now I walk by and go... I don't need it, you know.
Take a guess. Nationally, how many hot dogs did Costco sell last year? I have the number. I looked it up because I was like...
Quick math. Yep. Let's go... we'll go 800,000 Coney dogs.
You ready?
Yeah.
Steven, how many hot dogs? Because Steven worked at Costco. Steven, how many hot dogs did Costco sell at its food court in 2024?
I mean, I have no idea, but it's got to be in the millions upon millions.
Okay. It's 124 million hot dogs. 124 million. You're like the kid, Bruce Burnham. You're the kid who saw the jelly beans in the jar and you said 800. And there was,
well,
there was 20,000 in there.
That's a lot of butts and lips, so that's a lot of sucking on chili dogs right there now.
Well, there you go. You let him go. 124 million. We're in the wrong business. We should be in the hot dog business.
Yeah, no doubt. Maybe that's what I should do instead of selling beer. Have, you know, dollar Coney dogs at the November 15th game to honor Terry Mariani and Mouse Davis. That'd be good.
There you go. I like that. Get a ticket. Get a dog. There you go. You're gonna open
anybody
at home.
Call in with out of the box.
Yeah, we're gonna do it. Yes. Call. There's two lines open. I want you to call in and tell us what you're doing this summer that nobody else is doing.
In.
503, I'm not talking to you, 503-417-7575. Tell me what you're doing this summer, and we're going to put you on right here with Bruce Burnham, and we're going to discuss what you're doing this summer that nobody else is doing as a listener. Yes, you in your car. Yes, you in the gym. I want you to step off the treadmill. You're not eating a hot dog. Step off the treadmill and call us and tell us what you're doing this summer that nobody else is doing who calls into the show. And we'll put you right on air. Before we get to that, you're opening with Tarleton State on August 23rd at Hillsborough Stadium. Love to see some people there in August. You are opening early, as you point out. You know, the season's moving a little earlier. How are you feeling? Like, how are you feeling about your offense, your defense, and at this point, how are you?
Well, I like both sides. We're bigger. We're stronger. You know, I understand the Joneses are also, but the only thing that, and we mentioned this before, on the offensive side, we're going to have a new quarterback. You know, Dante's out, and every time that switch happens, it's interesting, you know. It's fun. It adds a little spark, you know, I think, to competition in fall camp. And last spring, we made them all live. The quarterbacks, we took their jerseys off, and that was fun, and, you know. So that decision's big on that side of the ball. I have some people I think are going to put great numbers up on offense. Defensively, you know, we replaced some off-season post-official signing was spent, you know, replacing our portal guys. So we're going to get those in, and I'm curious how they're going to, you know, mix. Great players seem to be great people, but you don't know them, you know. I was talking to basketball guys this morning just about NIL and, you know, getting a group together again that doesn't know each other. You know, times have changed a little bit. It used to be you come in and your team's known each other since they reported, and now it's, you know, who's here from the portal, who's not. So that's a little different dynamic in fall camp, you know, bringing them together. So, schedule a little top heavy. You know, we got BYU, who's a quality team, probably ranked. I don't know how the rankings work. They might be up there. And then we've got Hawakakee over there for our, quote, money games. And then our off season, you know, we're going to have North Dakota. That's a tough game. We go to North Dakota. I don't know who's scheduled to happen. We'll see. And then we get into Big Sky play. So I'm excited for it.
We'll go to the phone lines here. I want to hear from listeners. What are you doing this summer that nobody else is doing? Mike is in Fairview. Mike, you're on with Bruce Burnham. What are you doing this summer?
Hey, John. Bruce, great to be with you. I just retired at the end of 2024, and my retirement party is I am going to all 30 Major League ballparks and taking somebody who's been important to my career as a thank you. And to make sure that I, I thank those who helped me be successful.
I love that. He's going to every ballpark. How about that for his summer?
I just got back from Houston and Dallas, Kansas City, St. Louis, Denver, and heat and humidity. thank goodness in Texas they got covered stadiums.
There you go. Bruce Burnham, you got a question for Mike in Fairview? He's going to all these baseball ballparks.
It's just, you know, it's probably as many people guys, girls, anybody who ate a hot dog at Costco, you're living their dream, Mike. You're living their dream.
And some of them are even better than Costco dogs. That's for sure.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, Mike. That's for people who haven't who haven't been to the ballparks, what's the best one you've seen so far?
Oh my goodness! You got to go to PNC Park in Pittsburgh. It's fantastic, and it's right on the Allegheny River. It's got the Roberto Clemente Yellow Bridge going across the river. The setting is fantastic. And John, I think when we get the Portland Diamond Project builds its project, we're going to be very similar to PNC Park with the view in the outfield, except we're going to be seeing Ross Island and Mount Hood. So I'm really excited about the Diamond Project and what they're going to be bringing here.
Appreciate you, man. Mike in Fairview. There he goes. Steven, what do you make of that? He's going to every ballpark.
That was actually when I just finished college. Like, that was one of the things I was thought growing up. Like, I want to go see every ballpark, or at least.
And how was it? And how was it?
I never did it. I wanted to
go. What are you waiting for?
Well, money.
Okay. Well, you need to get a summer job, and then you need to go. So there you go. Do what I tell my college kid to do. Bruce Barnum, did you do anything after college? Did you have a? Did you take a year off? Did you go? Like, what did you do right after graduation? Did you go right to work? What'd you do?
Nope. We put, I'm embarrassed to say the amount of money, three of us, Earl the Pearl, Scrap, and myself jumped in Scrap's little black Honda Civic.
Okay.
And we were all history majors and we kind of focused on frontier history. So we put $40 each for gas in this little envelope. And we just took off. I mean, it went from, and it didn't matter. We didn't have a plan, but we ended up, it was some stories we could tell on air, you know, some stories we can't, but we were at from Cataldo Mission to, Custer to Jellystone to, we went down 101. We saw Lewis and everything history to everything in the West that we read about and had never been. Just got out of fiefdom, you know, did a loop through the West. I think we made it down as far as L.A. It was over a month, but I still have the journal. I found the journal. We took a journal on the ride, and I have it. I actually sent it to those guys, I don't know, 6 months ago, and they're like, are you kidding me? But it was memories. It was a fun time.
I love that. I love that you did that. Back to your football team for just a second. You've got Utah Tech, Southern Utah coming into the conference of 2026.
Yeah.
How was that greeted around the Big Sky by the existing programs and coaches?
We'll find out when we go to the meetings, you know, coming up in July, John. But, you know, Southern, it's a first off travel. If you don't charter, you know, what we've done is go to Vegas. Fly into Vegas, cheapest ticket, drive up, you know, Friday, the day before the game, stay there, and then drive back down after the game. You end up coming home Sunday, but you can charter in. There's an airport there just south, but travel number one. I've never played Utah Techs. I've been by it. I've been there. I've seen it right off the freeway there, but obviously been to Southern Utah. I've riled them up a couple times. You know, but I don't know. Southern Utah left. They left for reasons. Now they're back, which is good, you know, for the Sky needed some teams. Well, Sac State moving up to FBS, so we'll see. They're going to have to reschedule. We just had to fill out a thing. Or we have to fill it out. My AD does. Somebody came in and talked to me. Who's your top four teams to play every year? You know, because they're going to have to switch it up and you won't play some teams, yada, yada. But they're getting a ranking right now, immediately due Friday homework. What are your top four teams? And they'll try to weave those in. We did it before. I think we picked four, and I ended up playing two every year.
Hmm.
I wanted to play Eastern. They dropped, I don't know whoever's doing the schedule. I mean, they dropped us from that one like the last couple of years. And Eastern, those are easy trips, you know. Regional rivalries. Idaho, Eastern. Why aren't we playing those? We should play those every year, I think.
Do you? Are you tempted when you get that question to put the teams that you know are not top half of the conference teams, or do you pick? Do you go by geography?
Well, I can tell you from last choice, because we sat down. I said, "All right, what are we looking at? Are we looking at?" Because the first thing I looked at when we did this before was who's going to travel people to my stadium. I have budget issues. So I had Montana, Montana State. You know, is that smart? No. I mean, we beat them. We don't beat them as often as we beat other people in the conference. But I knew they traveled. I needed to sell tickets. And then all of a sudden, you know, at the end of the deal, I end up with the toughest schedule in NCAA history that year. You know, that's not very smart.
You kind of did that to yourself, didn't you?
I paid the light bill, though. Come on, you know. But this year mixed it up. Great. I know the teams I can beat. I know the teams on there that I want to play.
Yeah.
From a win loss.
Sure.
But everybody did it that way. Everybody last time. That's how they chose. Is what you said. Well, you know, who are the ones we want to make sure we get an FCS win? Except Barnum. Barnum chooses, you know, who travels.
But, and you have, you got Montana coming to Providence Park on November 15th.
November 15th, yes. They'll be here. And again, I can't, to me, they were going to keep this secret. I said, we have to let, Terry Mariani has done for athletics, women athletics, in this area, and Mouse Davis, who, again, done great things in the sport of football at all levels. We're going to honor them at that game down at the park. So if you want to come to a game, I'd love to have you at every one of them. But why not come to that one and see those two people get honored at halftime? Watch us beat Montana, you know. Come in and buy, get a Coney Dogs. Sit right there.
I love it.
Soda pop.
124 million Coney Dogs served at that game.
Yeah,
that
would pay some freaking bills, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I just started doing the math on Costco. They say they don't make money on the dogs. You know, if they raise the price by a dime, they're doing okay. Bruce Barnum, right. I appreciate you making time for us. I hope you get some fishing in this summer. Eager to see who plays quarterback for you guys. And thank you guys, Portland State, always helping out at Camp Exceptional, helping kids, helping the community, helping special needs kids and typical kids. Even though it's time off for your team is volunteering at the camp. So that means a lot.
No, thanks for having us, John. Excited about this upcoming season. And thanks for, we just had Mike, right? We just had one caller, right?
Yeah. We're going to take some more, but I didn't want to take all your time taking calls.
Well, I know there's more just Mike that, you know, colored outside the lines driving around this city. Trust me.
I know he did.
All right. Love you. I got to go.
Appreciate you. There he goes. Never boring Bruce Barnum. Why don't you leave it here? You got the bald face, Truth.